Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Saturday, October 23rd, 2021. The tarot card for today is the Ace of Cups. From the Journey of the Sacred Bee Tarot by artist Kelly Burton, I suddenly feel like going, whoa, because, you know, we have two aces in a row. Today we have the Cups, tomorrow we have the Wands. What a great weekend, you know, what a great lineup. So, to me, this card is always my favorite card, okay? And just like everyone else, it's because, you know, it represents so many wonderful things. Emotional fulfillment, love, unconditional love, you know, love for humanity, weddings, just, you know, you see the cup is overflowing. And of course, the water that, you know, flows from the cup represents the five senses. And I'm not sure, but I think the weather is looking pretty perfect around here, which makes it a good time for a fall wedding, because it is autumn here. So, wow, I really feel like going, da-da-da-da. Too bad, I can't sing. You guys will never hear me sing, okay, because it's just not possible. But today is a big day. It's a very special day, because we've been waiting for the energy to really change. And while the Libra energy was lovely, it is time for it to go. So first up is the Sun moving into Scorpio today. All right. Very much represented by our watery cups card. Yes, I love it. The moon itself is going to move into Gemini, and you'll feel like you're getting more done over the weekend. It's a good errands kind of a vibe that goes on with that moon. And even though it does feel a little bit scattered, the moon's only going to make one aspect today, and that will be a trine to Saturn. And of course, with Saturn, things often deal with the elders in your family. So kind of setting up the whole scenario for the day, you have a card that is creative, intuitive, full of success, emotional success, emotional fulfillment. And you have the kind of vibe that, you know, with the moon in Gemini, that allows you to move about more freely and, you know, go do your errands, do your grocery shopping. The moon's out of Taurus. You're not in as much of a danger of overloading the shopping cart with things that weren't on your list, and it's a good time to go about. We're getting far enough away now from the Mercury retrograde where if you need to look at any important documents, you can do that as well. And contact with siblings may be indicated here. Also, with the moon and Saturn, you're looking at the, you know, the elders in the family. So, you know, while you're out and about, this may be a rather, I'm going to say hodgepodge, you know, but a little bit of this and a little bit of that, because with Gemini, it is a little more scattered. So you may be all over the place doing all kinds of things, and nothing wrong with that, all right? I think after how things have been, this is a good way to be, all right? And just to be able to apply yourself to things that you've been wanting to take care of, and whatever's on your agenda, okay? There is no set way to handle this, but know that you have a card of success that's going to be followed by another card of success, all right? And inspiration. So I say, if we say that today is creativity and tomorrow is very inspired, I think we're looking at a pretty good weekend. So I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.